Here's today's No Sweat News.
Okay.
These are the final stories that gear you up for tomorrow's quiz for that big Metallica box set for Ride the Lightning.
And some NJ Lotto scratch-offs, too. Some Metallica and some cash, perhaps, in your
hand. We get to start in the Netherlands today, where some thieves broke into a local business in Utrecht.
Oh, boy.
The business, what was it? Oh, it was one of those escape rooms.
An escape room.
They broke into the escape room. And what did they find in the escape room? But, aha, a safe. That must be where they kept the money, right, Dave?
Ah.
That must be filled with the cash.
Had to be it.
Then when they got the safe open, they found inside $12 in cash. And a bunch of riddles.
I've seen more productivity out of Al Capone's vault than that.
Bunch of riddles. That's because cracking the safe is actually part of the puzzle for people who go into the escape room to actually solve to get out of the escape room. In other words, it wasn't like the back office or anything like that. It was just part of the amusement area of the escape room.
Geez.
And it was wicked easy to crack.
Oh. Well, those are bad thieves, I suppose.
They stole the riddles and the $12.
Well, you gotta take something. $12 gets you a pack of smokes.
Not in Europe, it doesn't.
Oh.
Dateline Ontario for story number two. Everybody knows every old theater in the world is haunted. Scientific fact. Except for the Regent Theater in Picton, Ontario.
No.
They are not haunted yet, and they are beginning a contest where you can win the rights to have your ghost haunt the theater.
Okay. That probably means you're going to have to die in the theater.
Yeah,
Steve, just so you know.
For a $25 raffle slash donation,
They'll what? Kill you in the balcony?
They'll draw the winner on Halloween, and then when you die, whenever that might be, your ghost will be able to come and inhabit the theater.
I mean, I'm not sure that's how ghosts work.
Well, this is a great deal. I mean, I don't know what they show in this theater, but I would like an eternal lifetime.
That's the word you're looking for.
Of theater shows. That's a great deal for $25.
First of all, this sounds like some rinky-dink Canuck local theater.
I mean,
where they probably
be.
Put on these awful local plays about, I don't know, maple syrup and Wayne Gretzky.
Well, you got to do something.
I mean, who wants to see that kind of play every single
day? You
got to
do something in the afterlife.
Oh,
the theater, of course, has been closed due to the pandemic. This is just a way for them to raise a little money so that they can actually maybe reopen when the pandemic ends.
I don't want any part of that because I'm pretty sure you have to die in order for your ghost to inhabit that location. So they're basically kind of threatening you with that offer.
It's Canada.
Yeah.
And now Texas for, speaking of people dying, and now Texas for story number three, although there are no deaths in the No Sweat News, but I'm not exactly sure where this lady came up with this idea, but I love every minute of it. There's a woman in Texas, Richmond, Texas. She's upset because her HOA, that's the homeowners association and her condo association, is forcing her to take down her Halloween decorations, which this year are pole dancing skeletons.
Pole dance. So the skeletons are getting sexy on us.
Here's the picture for you, Dave, as it exists in the pit at WRAT.com.
I love the one with the green hair, though.
These are sexy,
very sexy
pole dancing skeletons.
Oh, boy.
She says,
scandalous.
We've been all cooped up, and it's been a terrible year, so this has been my creative outlet. Well, the HOA disagrees and finds it all very tasteless.
Now, the HOA needs to relax because I'm actually looking at skeletons.
Skeletons pole dancing.
You're not going to see any sort of Janet Jackson wardrobe malfunction or anything.
No.
You're literally looking at skeletons.
Here's the good news.
So, you know,
the bad news is, of course, the HOA is completely joyless. But the good news, they are as bureaucratic as they are joyless. They gave her the note this week that says you've got to take your Halloween decoration down, but you've got 30 days to do it.
30 days.
Yeah.
So I think she can manage that.
I think she's probably going to be okay.
All right.
So there you go. We're all set for tomorrow's No Sweat News quiz. Here's how it works. I'll read four stories on the air. Three were actually part of our No Sweat News this week and featured on the podcast page at WRET.com. And then the one fourth story is something I'm going to make up today a little after 4:20.
Oh.
And if you can spot that phony, you got a great shot at winning that Metallica box set for Ride the Lightning and a 12-pack of New Jersey Lottery scratch-offs.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.